WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Friday morning, and the sun is starting to come up, but it's still kind of chilly out there. So if you're heading out, make sure you have a couple of layers on, but it won't be as cold as it's been, but we're still a little ways off from getting to what the seasonable temperature is for this time of year, but we're going to get there in the next couple of days. All right. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Tim. Can you hear me all right?
I can.
Okay. I have to say you're wrong. Mary is ignorant, and that was very, very bad. She, I don't know what's the matter with that woman.
Yeah, I don't want to make it callers insulting other callers.
No, well, I'm just saying, and, you know, it's like, it's every day it's the same stuff, so it's like, you know, it's, she's wrong. She's just a Trump lover. I mean, you know, I think he's doing everything wrong. To be honest with you, I agree with you 100%.
Well,
he's not doing anything.
I got a feeling that you're going to have a lot of courts that are going to agree with me, too, because they're already saying, you know, many of these executive orders aren't going to stand up.
You know, what is this husband thing with Obama? What's that all about?
It's just an obsession of the right that makes no sense to me. They insist that Michelle Obama is a man. And you know what? Even if she was, and she's not, but even if she was, what difference does it make? What business is it of yours?
Yeah, really. And I don't believe that's true at all. That's crazy.
There's all these photos out there that are photoshopped to make it look like she's wearing a tight dress that shows off that she has a penis. Like, come on.
I think she's actually a pretty good looking woman.
Who would dress that way? I mean, you know, part of the basis that they use for this is she's also a person that's obviously, you know, works out. She's got pretty well defined muscular arms.
Yeah,
so that's what they zeroed in on. They're like, well, she must be a man.
Yeah.
But now the new thing is, so here's the thing. Forever, it was that, you know, Obama's gay and Michelle is trans and Obama doesn't want the world to know that he's gay. But now Obama's having an affair with Jennifer Aniston and the Obamas are getting divorced. So who knows what the, you know, with all these rumors.
And you know, if Obama ran tomorrow, no one would beat him. He would beat everybody.
Here's the thing. There's a Republican in Congress who's filing a bill to make it so that Donald Trump could serve a third term. Okay, if you want to do that, guess who could also run for a third term?
That's right. That's right. And he'd whip his butt, that's for sure. Okay, well, thank you and have a good day.
You as well. The right's obsession with Barack Obama is, I don't get it. When Donald Trump is gone in 1,458 days, I'm not going to think about him again. But these folks are obsessed with Barack Obama, a man who has not been president for 8 years. Just obsessed. I love the fact, too, that... like anything that they do is considered to be nefarious in nature. Like they can't even sign a Netflix deal without people jumping all over them. When meanwhile, every ex-president signs deals that bring them in tons of money for book deals and all that kind of stuff. This is just a different media landscape. But when that Netflix deal got signed, it was, oh my God. You would have thought they were the worst people in the world. Why? They're not elected officials anymore. But yet everybody has no problem with the fact that Donald Trump launches a NFT right before he takes the oath of office. That's fine. That's not capitalizing on his position at all. And I hope some of you bought that meme coin. I hope that you enjoy when it turns around to be worth nothing. Don't buy any of that stuff. Unless you're like a collector that likes to collect those things and you have the disposable income, but don't be buying those thinking that that's a sound investment. And of course, I get all the app chat messages telling me that I'm butthurt. Yeah. Butthurt are the people that are so upset with the fact that somebody has a different opinion than them. I don't think you understand the dangerous precedent that you are supporting here. If you are such lovers of freedom, such lovers of America, what you should be saying is, man, I think that Tim is an idiot, but I'm damn glad that he has the right in this country to feel like that, you know, to be an idiot if he wants to be an idiot and to have the beliefs that he does. But the fact that you were all so upset by the fact that I think differently than you, you want me to just fall in line. That's not good. That's not good. That's because your guy wants you all to fall in line, and just because you did it doesn't mean that I have to. You're going to be sorry. The America that you're going to have 4 years from now, if there isn't a resistance, if there isn't an opposite viewpoint, if there isn't someone else speaking dissent, you're not going to like what America becomes. I think you need to put down Facebook and pick up a history book. But anyway, 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voice. And you... The fact that so many people, I'm getting app chat messages now of people who are obsessed with the idea that Michelle Obama is a man. What is it that makes you obsessed about that, Dan? Are you attracted to her? And you don't like the fact that you're attracted to her? I'm going to guess that's what it is. Don't be surprised. I mean, I know that she's backed away from it. And if there is something to this divorce story, and I don't know that there is, it's coming from Meghan McCain, so. But she claims that people close to her are telling her that the Obamas are headed for divorce. I'm going to guess that that's not why Michelle Obama wasn't at the inauguration. That even if the Obamas were getting divorced, she could put that aside to be there. I think she wasn't there because she doesn't want to be around Donald Trump. But I know she said that she's not interested in running for president, but won't it be interesting if she decides that she does? It'll be very interesting. Hold on, I'm trying to push it. There we go. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
You know, whatever this is, made me sleep. I slept late. I cannot believe this. And I know I will have to listen to the first hour.
Well, it sounds like you needed it, though. If you slept that late, it was your body telling you had to do it.
I know, right? Oh, my star, because I'm always up at 4. This is crazy.
What I mean, I don't want to get into all your business, but are you usually a late night person or do you go to bed early?
I go to bed early. I mean, 10 o'clock is late for me. I'm like, whoa, look at me. I stayed up till 10. Because I'm out like late by 9. 10 o'clock is late night for me. I stayed up for the inauguration. I stayed up till like 12 something. But whatever this is I slept unbelievably. So I missed everything. I don't know.
It was nothing. It was boring. You don't have to listen.
Oh, you know I will.
Are you feeling better, though? Or are you starting to feel a little healthier?
I feel the same.
Well, I guess that's better than feeling worse, right?
Right. Well, there you go. Yeah. I'm how can I say it? My body is a very good fighter.
Mm-hmm. And when you can level off, that, you know, that's a good sign, because that means that you're winning that fight.
Right. And I haven't had a temperature or anything like that. So that to me is just, that's all that matters, because when you get a temperature, that means something, you know, you might need antibiotics or something. But so I don't quite know what's going on. I did hear the last 10 minutes, maybe top of the hour till now. But I wanna tell you that Michelle Obama is not a man. I don't know why you people want to think this. She's a woman, and her two daughters that she gave birth to, and it's public records.
And who look exactly like her.
Exactly. I was just going to say that. They both look like her. A little bit like him, but oh my God, they look like their mama. And so you guys, she's a woman. Get over it. And yes, I heard the same thing. I watched this podcast. Can I say the name or should I not?
No, it's fine.
Okay, Trent Out Loud. He's from out of Canada. And I don't have to subscribe to it. It's free. And he's very, very good. He's one of the top three, if you want real information. And yes, he's been reporting that there's this thing about Jennifer Aniston and Obama having an affair. I'm not going to weigh too much into that. Neither is he. But he's getting more and more pieces of saying that maybe that there is something to it. But Michelle is a woman. She's a woman. She gave birth. Believe you me, she's not a man. I don't know. Why does this even matter? It's like, what is America so obsessed about that something like this?
I don't know. But now you're going to have, you know, now you're going to have everybody who is against the Obamas talking about, oh, Barack Obama having an affair with Jennifer Aniston, when meanwhile their guy definitely had an affair with Stormy Daniels.
Great. Yeah. Well,
and I can speak on authority about that, because I actually know Stormy Daniels and have talked to her about it.
You have? You know her? Cool.
Well, I interviewed her. Yeah. She's actually a paranormal investigator.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Wow.
Technically, she refers to herself as a witch. And as somebody that has psychic abilities. And what's interesting is when she had her falling out with her lawyer, Michael Avenatti, he tried to use the fact that she believes in the paranormal as a way to get her in court, as a way to show that she's not a trustworthy witness, that she's not a trustworthy person because she's into the paranormal. And I was like, wait a minute, hold on. That can't be the basis of what we think of as a serious person anymore.
Wow, that is so messed up in so many ways.
Yeah, my interview with her is up on my YouTube channel. It's just all about the paranormal. We didn't get into any Trump stuff on that, because that wasn't what that show was about. But she was a lot of fun. Her and her ghost hunting partner, they talked to me for 3 hours. At one point, she had to go do something, and she's like, here, I'm going to have you talk to my daughter, and my daughter will tell you about all her paranormal experiences. And it was her daughter's, who was like 10 years old at the time, her first ever interview.
Wow. That is so interesting. Boy, 6 degrees of separation, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I don't know. Don't be upset. We all love you. And, you know, bring it on. But Michelle is a woman. Get over yourself.
All right.
So that's about all I have, honey.
Well, I hope you feel better.
Thank you.
Glad you got some rest.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend?
Absolutely nothing. Well, I'm going out tonight to see Little Miss in the Boom. She's going to join us coming up after the 7:30 news to tell us about it. But I'm going out to see that show tonight, and then I'll probably spend the rest of the weekend recovering, because I went out on a Friday night and I stayed up late, and that's not what I do anymore.
Okay, honey.
All right. You have a good one.
All right. Everybody have a steady rule of the weekend and stay safe.
Absolutely. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
And, I'm kind of the same way. I'll stay up, you know, till 11, sometimes even 12. I was up till 12 last night, but I took a nap here on the couch before bowling. But I can't. I don't like staying out late anymore. Like, a friend of mine was out having drinks and was like, do you want to come by and have a drink before you go home? It's like, no, it's 9 o'clock. I got to go home and go to bed. Like, I just finished bowling. It's 9 o'clock. It feels like it's 11:30 to me, but I got to go home. But if I'm home, that's a different story. Then I'll stay up and watch TV or fall asleep in the chair and then get up. And so it's you definitely get to the point where you are looking at the clock and saying, okay, mathematically, how much can I sleep if I go to bed right now? 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Tim. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Okay. One, I am a Trump supporter, but I have to agree he has had affairs on his wives, and especially his first wife, Ivana.
Yeah,
back
I mean,
in the late
the whole Marla Maples thing.
1980s, he cheated on her with Marla Maples, and it was a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
In the Inquirer and the Star at the time. And I was very surprised that it was never brought up in the first election. Now, since it was not brought up either way, okay, whatever. But that was, I mean, with all the things they were making up, they could have had, that one was like a freebie way back when. But from what I understand, that the now owner, or the owner of the, I don't know if he's changed since Trump's first election, was, I guess, a friend of Trump, so he kept it hidden, that one. But if anyone who's alive and knows anything, I remember, because I used to read them all the time.
Yeah, it was the front cover every week, you know, whatever the latest thing was in the Trump saga. And by the way, it was that news coverage that really made Trump the national figure that he became. You know, it was places like publications like The Inquirer writing these stories about him every week that started to make him a person of interest for the average person. Otherwise, a real estate developer, you know, doesn't get a lot of interest from the common person unless there's scandal involved.
Oh, yeah. And I remember reading about that, and I was like, oh, geez. And it was a very public thing. I mean, because it was the accusations. I mean, I think Ivana confronted both of them at a ski resort.
And then he married Marla Maples, and he cheated on her.
Oh, I don't know about Marla, but I don't remember that one. But I do remember the first one. But then I do remember hearing something. I think something with Ivanka. She had given an interview, and her and I guess her and her brothers were children at the time. And how that had affected her. And I kind of feel bad for him as children when you pick, you know, something like that going, you know, whether you're rich or poor, you're still affected by your crazy parents. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. And well, but here's the thing, too. I've learned over the years, too. You can't apply what the rules and the mores of your marriage are. And I don't mean you specifically, but, you know, to anybody, to your own relationship, to other people's relationships too. Some people don't put as much of a stress on monogamy. Some people don't put as much stress on, you know, whether or not you spend time with somebody other than your spouse. And sometimes those marriages last a lot longer than people who are monogamous. So it's all in the people and the way that the people want to foster and build and grow that relationship.
Yeah, that's true. Well, from what I understand, I think women were Trump's vice, where he stayed away from drugs and booze by his own admission because he saw what booze did to his brother, Fred. I think because his older brother, Fred, had died from being an alcoholic. I don't know if he did drugs too, but I think he used to pot. From what I understand, he used to pot like Studio 54 and stuff like that, and I'm sure he saw what it did to all the rich people that could really afford this stuff back then. And so I think he stayed away from women were his vice.
And you know what? For the same people that were, I wouldn't say applauding him for that, but certainly were interested in it back in the 80s when they were reading about it in the tabloids, they're the same people that are going to make a big deal about, you know, a Democrat having an affair. But it's like, you can't have a double standard like that.
No, because look at Clinton, what he did.
Yeah, I mean, in some cases...
he had affairs before and during
Some cases, they feel like...
You know what I mean? Yeah, so it's not right for either side, for anybody, but...
In some cases, in some cases with Clinton, it was more of a sexual harassment slash, that he forced himself on the women type situation, and that's not good. But it's been clear to me for years, and again, I don't care, but it seems clear to me for years that Hillary Clinton doesn't care about Bill Clinton's extramarital affairs anymore. When he looks at a woman, she just kind of rolls her eyes at him, kind of thing. So I don't judge anybody else's relationship because I'm not in it.
Yeah, that's their marriage, whatever. But I felt bad for Ivanka, the kids. When they were kids, that their parents, this whole public thing for them, you know what I mean?
Right.
Any kid that goes through a divorce because your parents are cheating and you're aware of it, that's just...
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure it caused some fights and stuff. I gotta hold you there.
Adults is something else, but as kids, I mean, when they were kids.
Right. I got to hold you there because I got to take a break.
That's okay. Have a good one, Tim.
Take it easy. All right. I am going to take this break, and then when we come back, we'll have the news, and then we'll be joined by Little Miss of Little Miss and the Boom. We'll talk about the show that's happening tonight because I think you might be interested in some of that the music that they're going to be playing. All right. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back in. We're going to throw things over now to Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
What Trump is ready to declassify, the world's biggest iceberg on the move, and how to give yourself a break.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Donald Trump signed an executive order on Thursday directing the declassification of remaining files related to President John F. Kennedy's assassination. The National Archives had previously made 97% of the records public, but some files were still withheld. Trump's order tasks the Director of National Intelligence and the Attorney General, though neither is confirmed yet, with creating a plan for release within 15 days. Additionally, the executive order includes declassification of more records related to the assassinations of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Robert F. Kennedy, with 45 days to prepare a release plan. The move follows Trump's campaign pledge to restore transparency and accountability in government. A federal judge on Thursday temporarily blocked Trump's executive order denying U.S. citizenship to the children of parents living in the country illegally, calling it blatantly unconstitutional during the first hearing in a multi-state effort challenging the order. The 14th Amendment to the Constitution promises citizenship to those born on U.S. soil, a measure ratified in 1868 to ensure citizenship for former slaves after the Civil War. But in an effort to curb unlawful immigration, Trump issued the executive order just after being sworn in for his second term on Monday. Pete Hegseth, President Trump's nominee for defense secretary, paid $50,000 to the woman who accused him of sexual assault in 2017. This according to answers he provided to a senator during his confirmation process that the Associated Press has obtained. The written answers were provided to Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren in response to additional questions she had for Hegseth as part of the vetting process. His attorney, Timothy Parlatore, declined to comment Thursday on the dollar figure, which was previously unknown. The world's biggest iceberg, a 130-foot-tall wall of ice the size of Rhode Island that had shaken loose of its mooring, is lumbering toward a remote island off Antarctica that's home to millions of penguins and seals. And staring at screens for long periods can cause eye strain. We all know that, including blurry vision, dry eyes, and headaches. Well, experts recommend taking breaks every 20 minutes and focusing on something 20 feet away for 20 seconds. Adjusting screen size, brightness, and distance from your eyes can also help.
WBSM Sports.
Bruins home at TD Garden to play the Colorado Avalanche on Saturday afternoon, and Celtics in Dallas to play the Mavericks also on Saturday.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Mostly sunny today, a high of 32 degrees. On Saturday, partly cloudy with some offshore snow, a high of 29. On Sunday, partly cloudy again, increasing clouds at night, a high of 38 degrees as we head into a partly cloudy Monday, also 38 degrees. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
All right. Well, her name is Emily, but she's also known as Little Miss, and she fronts Little Miss and the Boom. They're going to be performing tonight at the District Center for the Arts in Taunton. The show is at 8 o'clock. It is a retro pinup night. It's going to be a pinup contest with some rockabilly and swing dancing and so much more. And Little Miss herself joins us on the line now. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing very well and already getting up and dancing around a little bit. Well, not really, because I don't dance, but it's that's certainly the kind of music that I think is going to get people up and moving this morning, but will definitely get them up and moving tonight.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. I hope to see lots of people up on the dance floor, and I'll be sad if you show up and you are not dancing as well.
You'd be even more sadder if I actually danced, because you'd be like, I can't believe a human being leaves the house and moves. All right. Well, so let's talk a little bit about what people can expect if they come out tonight, because, you know, you go around and perform with the Boom all over and to different types of crowds. But this is a place where everything is kind of coming together to be one big kind of vintage retro throwback night.
Exactly. We are we have the East Coast Vintage Vixen. Sorry, I can't talk yet this morning. Just rolled out of bed. So the East Coast Vintage Vixens are going to be joining us, putting on their very first Miss Boom Babe 2025 pageant. And that's going to be really exciting. And these ladies go around doing lots of different charitable events, all in a retro pinup style. You can see them at car shows all over New England. So it's really fun that they're coming out and they're going to partner with us for this event. So we're hoping to see a lot of dolled up ladies who are going to be entering the pageant. And then hopefully some guys too, who just come out and dress up in that, you know, that swingy retro attire and, you know, just have a fun time.
And the whole pinup look has really, you know, there's a whole community of people that are involved in that now. And unlike, you know, what we see, because if you look at some of those photos from the 50s, the actual photos that have stuck around, they're not all the same models over and over again. I mean, it was a very popular style of modeling, and it really is something that has not only grown into that again here in 2025, but has now really opened the doors up for a variety of different body types and different people. And it really is one of the most inclusive communities that I've ever seen.
Oh, 100%. I agree. It's really great to see women of all shapes and sizes getting all dolled up. It's very, you know, positive body image, and that's a great thing to see. And I don't think it's just reviving itself now. I think it's been going for, you know, years and years, but it's definitely starting to become more of a mainstream thing. You know, you can go out to a lot of places in the Providence area, even just, you know, just to have a night out, and you'll see some ladies, you know, hanging out who are rocking that look, and it's just really, really cool.
You know, and we had Lee Rocker on the show from the Stray Cats a few weeks ago, and he said, you know, this music has never really gone away, because this is American music, whether it be rockabilly or whether it be, you know, some of the other styles that you play. Tell us about the band and, you know, how the band is comprised and the type of music people can hear.
Yeah, sure. So we can be anywhere from a two-piece all the way up to a seven-piece. We have a saxophonist and a trumpet filling out our horn section. We have some exceptional guys on our guitar and our bass. We have a drummer who keeps everything nice and beat. And then you have me on the lead vocals. And we do anything from, you know, kind of like modern retro swing music to rockabilly, even to some modern blues rock, just to kind of keep it pretty eclectic, but you know, it's not music that you're going to hear from any other cover band out there right now. So, and we are working on some swinging originals as well. And so far, when we've debuted a couple of those out in the public, they've loved it and screamed and shouted for more. And it's coming. We just don't have it all ready yet, but we're working on it.
See, and this is the type of audience, the type of fan base for this music too, that's going to follow you around and is going to want to hear those original songs and are going to learn them, and then they're going to be singing them back to you the more you're out there performing them.
God, I hope so.
What is it that appeals to you about these different styles of music? But we'll just call it a retro sound overall. I know it's different genres, but just kind of to kind of put it all under one umbrella. What draws you to this retro sound?
I think it's really nostalgic for me. I grew up with a musical grandfather who he lived in Arizona, but every time he came out to visit, he spent a lot of time with me, and we spent a lot of time cruising and just listening to tunes. So I just grew up with a lot of this music, and you know, as a musician doing different genres throughout my life, and nothing really sank in as well as this did. Nothing else was as fun for me. So this is something I'm just really passionate about, and I think it's just because it's where my roots lie.
And I think it's the kind of music that is accessible to everybody, that even if it's not something that you normally listen to, when you go and see Little Miss and the Boom or anybody that performs, you know, this retro style of music, I don't know anybody that walks away and says, yeah, I don't like that. I mean, everybody falls in love with it when they hear it.
It's true. It's kind of out of the Americana songbook. And even if you don't know the songs, you're going to be sitting there, you know, tapping your toes or, you know, clicking those fingers. It's just, you know, it's feel good music. You can't not like it.
Do you find though that, how would you characterize? See, I can't talk either. the people who come out and see it, is it a lot of older people that like that kind of music that are looking for newer acts that are performing it, or is it younger people who are just getting into that music and have now embraced it?
It's actually both. So we have the older people who love it, who, you know, it's bringing back memories for them. But then we have the younger crowds who are like, wow, this is different, and I like it, and it's not the same old stuff you're hearing on the radio. So we're attracting a good different variety of people.
And in putting the band together, was it a lot of folks who were playing that kind of music already, or was it people that had to kind of adapt themselves to the style of music that you wanted, that the band envisioned being?
Again, both. It took us a while to find all of the right pieces. We started the band in 2018, and even in the course of our first year, just finding the right pieces that were going to fit with our style of music was a challenge. But I think the crew that we have now, they absolutely love playing this. They want to see, you know, where it's all going to go in the future. So, it was a learning curve for a few of them, but I think we all have it under our belts now.
I remember when the swing craze came in the late 90s, you had a lot of people that went out and said, well, I'm going to go take, you know, trumpet lessons and start a swing band. And by the time they learned how to play, that craze had kind of died down. But the ones who had a lot of success were the ska bands that already had a horn section that are like, we can just adapt what we're playing to this new craze.
Oh, yeah.
And they became the big stars of that era. So, it, you know, a good musician is a good musician no matter what kind of music they're playing.
It's true. So long as they enjoy what they're playing.
Do you want to give us any hints as to what people might hear in the set list tonight?
Well, let's see. The one that you played a little bit earlier is definitely going to be on there tonight. I don't want to give too much away.
No, but I mean,
people need to come to the show.
No, but we can talk in broad senses, like, you know, like more genres than it is necessarily titles.
You're definitely going to hear, you know, a mix of the rockabilly. You're going to hear that modern swing. You're going to hear, you know, some of the standards, blues that we do. I mean, we throw some Amy Winehouse in there to keep the regular folk happy. it's going to be a good mix. You know, our show is always a good time. It's more than just, you know, musicians on a stage. It's, you know, I try to break that fourth wall a lot and, you know, really make it an interactive, fun show for everyone that comes.
And there's also, because they're also having the Miss Boom contest, there's also going to be photo opportunities with you and some of the East Coast Vintage Vixens if people want to do that. And I know you said you were going to have some merch ready. Do you have merch ready tonight?
We do. Excellent. We have some t-shirts. We have some hats, some stickers. I think I'm being told I need to autograph a few pictures in case those are wanted. So
there you go. So this is all happening tonight, 8 p.m. at the District Center for the Arts in Taunton. It's $25 to get in, so you're going to have a great full night of entertainment for $25. There is some reserved seating available. I don't know if there's tickets for those left, but you can go to districtartcenter.com to purchase your tickets, and I'm sure they'll still have some at the door for the general admission, I would think. But definitely make sure you jump on districtartcenter.com and get those tickets now to make sure that you have them. And I'll see everybody over there. I'll see you tonight, Little Miss.
All right. I look forward to seeing you. Have a great rest of your day.
You as well. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. That is Emily, also known as Little Miss of Little Miss in the Boom. And you can see them tonight at the District Center for the Arts in Taunton. And it's going to be a good time. I'm going to have my suit on. Going to wear my, I guess, my most vintage suit. It's a Joseph Aboud, but it looks a little bit more throwbacky. It's kind of plaid, so it fits the era. It's not quite a zoot suit, but it fits the era. And I actually thought that I had had it dry cleaned the last time that I wore it, and apparently I didn't. Apparently I just threw it in the closet, and it had fallen off the coat hanger, and it was all wrinkled and everything. And I went to go pull it out the other day, and oh my gosh, I can't wear this. Look at how terrible it looks. And so I was scrambling to try to find a dry cleaner I could take it to that I would get like a 24 or 48 hour turnaround. And everybody's like, oh no, it's going to take 3 or 4 days. And I didn't know what to do. So when I brought my laundry to Dash to have my laundromat, to have my laundry done, because that's what I do. I just drop off my laundry at Dash Laundromat, One State Road in Dartmouth. I don't worry about doing it myself anymore. They do it for me. Wash, dry, fold, very affordable. Comes out perfect. I don't even need to iron the clothes. I can just throw them right on out of the bag, or you know, if I take them out of the bag and put them in the drawer, I can just throw them right on. But I said, I know like you guys don't dry clean. Is there something you can do with this suit? And Holly looked at it and said, I think we can wash this. Yeah. And so they washed, and she's like, what I'll do is I'm going to wash it, and then I'll dry it on a gentle cycle. She was going to let it air dry, but I said I was afraid I wouldn't get it. It wouldn't be dry in time, considering the weather for Friday night. And she said, well, then I'll put it on a low dry, and it came out amazing. And it was just part of my regular wash, dry, fold service. I didn't have to go and spend $40 at the dry cleaner to have my suit look amazing. That's the level of service that they will give you at Dash Laundromat. It's not just about taking your clothes and cleaning them. It's about doing the right thing for your clothes and making sure that they can save you money. So what are you waiting for? Stop doing laundry. I mean, if you have to do laundry, do it at Dash because it's cleaner, it's brighter, it's more fun. Yeah, I know. Nobody's thinking of fun when they think of laundry, except the folks over at Dash. They really do enjoy it. It's kind of weird. But it's a place where you can also save money because you're going to earn rewards back as you do your laundry there. But why do it if you don't have to? Drop it off with them. Let them do it. You can leave it in the store with them. You can also put it in the lockers using the Dash Laundromat app and then pick it up from the lockers. Or if you really are crunched for time, they will pick up and drop off at no extra charge. So find out more about them by going to dashlaundromat.com or download the Dash app. And you'll be ready to just getting it done with Dash will be your new mantra. Trust me. Works for me. In fact, last night at bowling, they're like, can you just shut up about your laundry already? We get it. DashLaundromat.com and download the Dash app. And make sure you follow them on social media. They make a lot of fun videos over there. All right, I've got to take a break here. We will be right back. All right. Well, I've been telling you for a couple of days now that not only is Stevie's Wine and Spirits having their customer appreciation sale tomorrow, where they're going to have 10% off pretty much everything in the store. There's a few exceptions when it comes to beer, and obviously they can discount lottery and some other things like that, but for the most part, almost everything in the store is going to be 10% off as part of their customer appreciation sale happening tomorrow. But then on Sunday, they were supposed to be closed for inventory. They were going to be closed Sunday and Monday for inventory. But now, I was talking with Kelly over there this morning. We were texting. She said, we are ahead of schedule on inventory, so we are not going to close on Sunday, just Monday, which means Stevie's Wine and Spirits will be open on Sunday for your football conference games and everything else you might have going on. They'll be there with all your favorites. But get on over there on Saturday and get it all at 10% off, right? But anytime you go over to Stevie's Wine and Spirits, you're always going to find great deals. They're located at 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. They always have great deals on everything in there. Hard to find stuff you won't find anywhere else. Things you've never even heard of. And of course, anytime they have a purple dot next to something, you can try it before you buy it. And if you are a fan of whiskey and bourbon, you should be a member of the Rackhouse Club. Get yourself signed up because there is an amazing event coming for Rackhouse members next month. That I am so excited. I am counting down the days until this event. And I can't tell you any more about it because you're not in the club. It's only for club members. So you can find out more about that when you stop by Stevie's as well. Check them out. 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. And make sure you follow Stevie's Wine and Spirits on social media to find out about all their great pop-up tasting events and so much more. All right, we'll be back in just a few. All right, we are just about out of time for this hour. When we come back,